I came across a sefer, and I would have asked my Rebbe Avram Shor to write, which is, we get up every morning and we all say at least brachos, what's called the early, the Birchos HaShachar, Maida'ani, Ashiyatzer, and he has his new little kuntres, is what I use, on Ashkamas HaBarker, on Birchos HaShachar. And I said, you know what? This is a beautiful piece to get jump into. We all say it every morning. We all get up every morning and we say Maida'ani, we say Antlasidayim, we say Ashiyatzer, say Berachas HaTorah, we say the brachos. So the next few weeks, hopefully we'll be able to go through the different parts of it, different facets of it. So let's start right off the beginning. Right off the bat, we get up in the morning, and right before we do anything else, I think this is a very important piece. Right before we do anything else, the Magen Avraham in Paskins and Shulchan Aruch, right? Even if you're worried about that, maybe you're not so clean because it's been the night, whatever it is. But the first thing you get up and you say, Moda ani lefanecha melechai v'kayom shechzati bin nishmasi b'chemla rabba emunasecha. Right? We're going to go through each one of these words. But the first thing we have to understand, that the way you start your morning, right? Good morning, Vietnam. Good morning, America. Good morning. However you say it, whatever way you want to start. The first thing you wake up, right? And the first thing you're going to do is recognize that you're up. As my old friend of mine who was nifted a few years back, Benish, the Kayan, he was an interesting man. Brian Rasnick. And he used to say, Brian, how you doing? And he said, any day I'm on this side of the ground is a good day. And the first thing we do, we wake up. It's like we are Maida Ani Lefanecha. We're gonna see what Maida means. We're gonna admit or we're gonna say thank you to Hashem in front of you. And how we start our day is gonna be tied directly into that moment of stepping into this world, getting up from our sleep, from our almost 1/60th of death, and taking on the day. And we take on the day by the first thing is we pick the side. We pick who we are, right? We say that Maidanil Fanacha, the first thing is that Hashem, thank you so much for giving back life. It's like a blind person, right, who needs to go out somewhere, and he's walking. So the first thing he does before he leaves, he makes sure he has someone to help him. So too is us, the world, when we wake up as human beings. We wake up at the moment when we recognize, we say, everything today could be phenomenal, or everything today could not be so phenomenal. You know what's going to make the difference? Who's leading me? Who am I agreeing to? Who am I attaching to? Who am I choosing to be part of? Whose hand am I holding? So Maidan in Fanach Miyad, from the moment we wake up, we get up Vayashkim, where we know that Avram, by getting up early, Vayashkim, a biker gets up early, he shows his love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing it right away. He's excited, he's everything. The moment Vayashkim, the moment we get up, we show our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, thank you, Hashem. Thank you for it. How we start this day, how we establish this, and by the way, Vayashkim, the word Vayashkim, get up, is the same gematria as Shalom, as peace. Why? Because how we get up will completely direct and completely define if this will be a day of Shalom or a day of a bunch of pieces. Will be a good complete day or not. So we wake up, and I took this to heart. I used to have my cell phone right next to my bed because, you know, that's where you plug it in. You go to sleep, you plug it in there. And I said, you know what? I'm going to move my phone away from my bed and put it in the bathroom so that my first thing when I wake up is not, oh, let me check my phone. The first thing I want to do when I wake up is I want to say Moedan. I want to connect my day to that. The beginning, the ratios of everything, the beginning of how you step forward, right? I was just giving chashishmas and so on. And this guy, I said, okay, so remember, he said, what's the first thing you do? Like you step out of the chuppah. He said, right foot, right? The right foot. I said, yes, you step on the right foot. The beginning part, the reason why we make such a big deal about weddings is because the haschalah, the very beginning, the point of where you are, the starting point where you are, that moment, when you choose what step, do you step right? Do you step left? Here it means right. Do you step with God? Right? And you say, Maidani, your whole day is going to be different. If I ask him of looking forward towards a day of connection to God, connection to the world with excitement and love, that brings, that's shalom. So, the Nefesh HaChaim is brought down from Chaim Volozhin, that Davar Menusa, Davar Menusa means something that's been tested. This is a known thing that's been tested. That when you wake up, a man wakes up in the morning and he accepts upon himself the all of Torah with a complete heart and with truth. That he realizes that he's gonna, what this day is gonna be directed by his connection to God, connection to the Torah way of everything. Vivada Yatzliach, he for sure will be, there's no question he'll be successful beyond Hahubatara. He'll be successful in Torah. And however much he grabs, can you take cocoa's cover all type of biker? That Hashem will help him the rest of the day to get, keep him away from the bothersome part of the world. And he'll be able to say that he should be kavana. The first thing he should do on the day is he should be able to say, Melechai Vikayam, that I'm a kabul on it, that Maidan Fanachim Melechai Vikayam, that my Melech, that the King of Hashem, that I kingship of Hashem, that my day is going to be directed by God. If I do that, my whole day will have a day of success. If I don't do that, my whole day starts off valley. So let's see. Let's go through these words a little bit. Maida ani. So who's maida ani? So first of all, what's the word molda? So everyone knows, we'll say molda means thanks. But if we know coming soon in a few parashas down that Yehuda was called Yehuda because hapam, Leah said, hapam oida es Hashem. Hapam, this time, oida es Hashem, I owe praise to Hashem. Now let me ask you something. She already had three boys. She already had three kids. Can you imagine someone having a baby and the fourth kid and be like, okay, now I finally should be able to say thanks to Hashem. What happened to the other two, three kids? What's the issue? So Rashi explains this beautifully. Rashi says what Leah was saying is, I need to thank Hashem because it looks like I took more than my portion. I got more than I deserve. Why? Because we knew the four, Yaakov married four women. There was 12 Shvatim. They knew, and they figured that each mother would have three sons. So when she got a fourth one, she's 90 years maskar. So Haida is when I admit, or where I say thank you to something that in my mind I didn't deserve, more than I should get. Now this comes beautifully into the word ani. Who's ani? What am I? 30 seconds before, a minute before, we have spouses and we get to see how we each one of us looks when we sleep. It's not the most beautiful picture. It literally looks like you're a piece of slab of meat. That's what it is. You're out cold, right? And that's your shamas of Hashem. And now that you woke up, you say, Modani, I am. Who's I? Right? The famous Kotzker Rebbe says, Mihu ani, umi el fanecha. Who's the I and who are we in front of? What are we talking about here? What makes us Dani? What makes us the Modani? What makes us something is the fact that we're connected to Kosh Baruch Hu. So the fact that we recognize right off the bat that our whole essence, our whole atzmas, the whole who we are, is all credit to Hashem, which means that when I woke up today, this morning, I'm being moida ani lefanecha to you, Hashem, that my I is only completely as much as the fact that you have allowed me to have this I. This anochius, this everything. But the concept that we're doing here is we're transferring from the, let's call it the physical body with no spirituality. It's dead on the mattress. It's out cold, snoring with drool coming down his face, right? To getting up and getting up in the right way. And the Imam Yosef says that there are three acts that we do. There are three acts of getting up that we do. And they're all tied into the connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what are they? It's we wake up, right? Our action of getting up, when we get up, what we're doing is we've re-engaged our action, our machshava, our thought processes, and we get up. We recognize Hashem is the one that's able that gives us the ability to get up. And then we say, we activate our dibur, we activate our saying, our ability to talk by saying the first thing, Maidani lefanecha. Hashem, who I am, with all that I am, is because that's what you've given me. And that's more than anything that I deserve. And then we wash our hands. We do an action of washing hands. And the Mefarshim say, we'll get more into this when I'll talk about this time. But washing the hand, what is washing hands? Right? The Mefarshim say that washing hands is the act of taking away the tumah. Right? The night you were sleeping, either because you touched places that you shouldn't be touching, or because it's actual tumah, because you were 160, like the Gemara says, 160 of death. So when the neshama comes back in, right, I'm doing action. So we reconnect right off the bat our morning. You start off our morning right. The way we start off our morning right is by reconnecting on a thought process, on a deeper, and an action of saying that my day is going to be directed with totally completely with the relationship of God and everything that God Hashem has done for me. When we do this, when we are Maidani Lefanecha, when we do that, we create a tremendous opening. Right? As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Bo Yisharav B'tzayda Chatzresa B'tehila. Come open the gates with our Toda, with our gratitude. Think about it. If you ever had to get something, let's say it's a parent, let's say it's a boss, right? Your better chances are, you know, you thank the person for everything he's done for you in the past. And then you say, can also, you know, if you could do this, that would be great. That's not a shtick by Hashem. But what one thing's for sure, what Akash Baruch is saying is that I have created a situation. I've given you neshama back. I've created a reality where you could take on the world. Now the world throws at us a lot of closed gates. A lot of those gates that are closed, we've closed ourselves. It's our issue. We've caused the stoppage, right? So Hashem says is understand what I'm giving you, what the opportunity here. I've given you life itself. I've given you another day to create masterpieces. I've given you another day to create a connection to the world that's both physical and spiritual beyond anyone else could do. I've given you the ability to soar. I've soared like an angel in a physical body. I've done all that. How do you want to open up those gates? By recognizing that when you say, I pick you, Hashem, right, when you recognize and I say, I choose you, right? I say, right, that this is, right, Maidani Lefanecha, my whole existence, everything I take from you is Lefanecha, the eye of me is open. So Hashem says, whoa, if you understand that point, then I'll open up gates for you to be successful. And by the way, it wouldn't be a shir if they wouldn't say this. Maidani Lefanecha Melechai V'Kayom. It's the same gematria as a shar, as a gate. Because when you maida ani lefanecha to the melech HaVikayam, he's the one that opens up the gates. So we start off our day and we're really engaging the very success, the very I, the very true ani, not the ego, the true ani, which is my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we engage that in a way that we're saying the melech HaVikayam, that you are the God, right? And then what happens? So we know that the human being has three things like angels. Right? What are they? Angels, they have knowledge, they have ability to think. Koma, they get up, right? An angel stands straight up. Animals, compared to the animal that walks on his four legs. And the last thing is that the angel talks in Lashon HaKodesh. It has the ability to talk in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, the whole time we are sleeping, what things do we lose? We look like an animal, but we lost the ability to talk, to say Lashon HaKodesh, that's for sure. We can't stand up, right? For sure. And also, we don't have das, right? We don't have knowledge and when we're sleeping. So comes, comes and you see what you do. You get up, right? And get up. You stand up like a malach. Then you talk in Lashon HaKodesh like a malach and say, Maida ani. And then, I'm sorry. We wake up and we have the das. Then we get up and then we say, Maida ani in Lashon HaKodesh. So that creates that connection that we've reconnected with the neshama that has gone away for the night and has come back, and we have now reconnected, we re-energized in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the next word we say is Bechemla Rabba Emunasecha. Sorry, Shechzati Bi Nishmasi Bechemla. Right? That he returned my neshama Bechemla. Bechemla seems to be a lesson of like kindness or favorably and everything. What's going on here? So we know, Chazal say, and we talked about this when we talked about dreams, that in the time when you are sleeping, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a part of your neshama, it goes back up to the Shemayim, and you get judged. There's a negative part of that judgment, but really it's an assessment. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a tremendous opportunity. He gives you an opportunity that what he does is, he goes and he makes an adjustment to your neshama so that you can start anew every morning. So we talk about a fresh start and starting off the day right and stepping the right way. It's not just simply a fresh start and you know, like, oh, it's one more day. It is literally a fresh start. It's literally a kosh bok, and that's what the concept a lot of people have is before they go to sleep, they make a little din for cheshbon, things they want to fix. That's also, by the way, why nighttime is considered a judgment time. That's why fever always is higher in nighttime. Because it's a din time, it's a judgment time, and it's a judgment time. But when Hashem gives you back your neshama, bechemla, what decision has he made? He has made a decision that you're relevant, you're necessary in the world, that he believes in you, that you still have the ability to do good things and big things. He believes that what your purpose in this world, you can fulfill. So I wake up and I see, that you've given me a second, another chance. Maybe even I don't deserve that chance. But that in the kindness that you have such belief in you, Rabbi, you have so much amun in me. You still believe in me. I messed up for 364 days this year, and you still believe in me that, nope, this day you're going to get it right. And we could get say, oh, come on, really? This day we done it 364 days wrong, and this day we got it right. What should change? You know what should change? Hashem returned your soul. And he did bechemla, with kindness. Now, the rabbis talk about it, the part of the kindness is that as long as you're still in this world and you can do tikkun, you're much better off than if you did have to do a gogol. You have to do reincarnation. Right? That's not a good thing. So the chemla is that Hashem is saying, you're still in the game, buddy. You're still here. You still can accomplish a lot. What a way to think, by the way, in charging your day. How to supercharge your day. To think about it that Hashem had said, today's the day. You know, it's like the pep talk, but it's not from your coach. It's not from your trainer. It's Hashem itself. You know what the pep talk is? He's like, man, I gave you back your soul. Here's another day. Go for it. That the realm of the fact that you're in the realm of Tikkun, that announcement alone is something that we should be so excited about. It should energize us. It should get us to a place of starting and want to continue to focus our day to be connected to this, to really fulfill what we're trying to accomplish here. So, we end off with Rabba Munasecha. There's a very interesting thing that has to do with Yaakov Avinu, the famous story of Yaakov when he was going to go, he was about to leave Eretz to Chutz Aretz, right? And so what did he do? He ends up stopping early, get pushed back because he feels it, and he makes stones, and he puts stones all around him. And he goes to sleep. And the Or Yitzchak, the Chassidus Sefer, I don't know who that is. The Or Yitzchak writes something very fascinating. He said that in Eretz Yisrael, right? In Eretz Yisrael, we see Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's very clear. You've been there, you feel it and everything. In Chutz Aretz, which is Golos, which is also called night, right? We don't always get to see Hakadosh Baruch Hu as clearly as well. So what we have to do is we have to dwell in Amunah. But when things are not going the way they go, right? We could start the day wonderful and it could get tripped up very quickly. But the Rabba Munasacha, the Amuna, the place of Amuna is not this, you gotta believe. Rabba Munasacha means that the place of Amuna is that when it's dark, I not only don't always get to see the whole picture, but even when the picture looks dark, I know that it's for the good. It's for my good. So let's play this out. Like, wake up in the morning, I'm all pumped. It's a new day, new thing. And within 40, and it's a brand new neshama. I'm going to fix everything I need to fix. I'm excited. I'm fired up. And within 45 minutes, I've messed it up royally. I got tripped up. The Emunah at that moment, the reason why Yaakov went to sleep was he wanted to establish the first time he didn't sleep for 14 years before that in Eretz Yisrael, but he's going to Chutz Aretz. He wanted to learn the concept of when I give my soul over to the dark, in the dark, when I go to sleep, I'm giving my soul over to God. I have a Emunah that He's going to take care of that and also He's going to give it back to me. Right? The nighttime is the time of Emunah. So when I wake up, I what I hope that happened is I'm ready to take the day on. I'm ready to announce the beauty and the chesed, the kindness of Hashem. But if I get tripped up, that also is part of the chesed of Hashem. And you know what I've learned and I've grown in that thing when I go to sleep, when I'm at the Nunat, which is famous, Lahagit Barabaika Chastecha, Femunascha Balelas. When I tell the chesed by night, I tell them, I'm sorry, in the morning I could proclaim the beauty of God, the sun's out, the birds are feasting, it's a whole Walt Disney movie, and everything's great. I can lahagi b'chastecha. Femunascha b'leilos. When did I was able to engage? Why was I able to engage all the chesed in the boker? Because at night I worked on my emunah. When I put my soul, when I gave b'yadchav kidruchi, I gave my soul to Hashem, and I said, Hashem, make it better. And I start off my day. So then what I've done is I've created a relationship. I've taken the night and I've not wasted 8 hours of sleep or less than that or more than how much you get. Right? I've not wasted that time. What I do is I understand that's part of my process because that's why b'yadchav kiruchi, that's why I put my neshama to Hashem, that he could help me get off to a better day, a better start. And I wake up in the morning, I'm Maida Ani Lefanech, who's that need? I'm Maida to me, I'm Maida. Hashem, you gave me another day, that's the most amazing thing. Thank you, the Chemba. It was with kindness. It's an amazing thing. I could accomplish everything I want to accomplish today. 20 minutes later, I slipped up and I'm frustrated. I said, no. Rabba Munasecha. Don't forget. I still spent 8 hours sleeping. You know what that 8 hours sleeping was doing? It was to create a muna. When things are dark, when things that don't understand it, the same way none of us go to sleep, Baruch Hashem, concerned that Hashem's not going to give us back on the Shema. Maybe we should be once in a while, but we're not. Why? Because we understand that Hashem, what Hashem wants is the best for us. And even the dark stuff is a muna. Even the dark stuff is going to be good. So we're in Golus now. So Yaakov is looking in, wants to go to Chutz Aretz, prepares himself. I said, I'm going to understand that I'm not always going to see and understand everything Hashem does. But wow, if I start off my day with this and I engage this into the core that with Hashem's help, right? The ani, what ani is lefanecha. The ho ani is when I'm lefanecha, when I'm with Hashem. When I choose Hashem's team, then my day just flows beautifully. And I create a momentum of greatness. And I will get tripped up. And sometimes I do get tripped up. What happens? I then engage my rabba munasecha. I engage my ability to say that even this is part of the chesed. The Maidan Lefanecha, the Dechemba, the kindness, the Melech Avikayim. So, the first thing we do every morning counts. It matters. We're putting the right foot forward. When we do that, we're zochot to a great day, and that's what's really called good morning. Good morning, Yishka, Gemara Torah, people. That is all, folks.